This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Most people think that HSV-1 is just a cold sore. But the truth is, it's just a little bit more complicated than that. You've probably heard things like, cold sores aren't really a big deal, or herpes only spreads if you can see it, or even maybe you can't get it from sharing someone's chapstick. Well, I'm here to tell you that those things couldn't be further from the truth. You see, when it comes to HSV-1, most people are missing the real picture. And that's why I'm really glad you're here today, because it tells me that you not only care about your own health, but also understanding what's real so that you could protect the people that you love too. Hi, I'm Kat Supree, and I help people to navigate life with herpes. And before we dive in, I want to clarify something I said in a previous podcast called Prevention and Transmission. In that episode, I mentioned that HSV-1 can spread through things like lip balm or utensils. Afterwards, someone posted a comment stating that the Herpes Association states that herpes only spreads through skin-to-skin contact and cannot be passed by sharing objects such as lip balm, utensils, or glasses. However, many other sources say otherwise. So I'm going to clear this up right now. Here's the truth. The World Health Organization says HSV-1 is mainly spread through direct skin-to-skin contact. Of course, that definitely means kissing, but it can also spread when you're being intimate with someone down there too. Many people don't realize that cold sores, also known as fever blisters, is currently the number one cause for herpes down there in the United States. So when someone has an active outbreak, it's best to stay away from both kissing and, well, you know, other stuff too. That said, the World Health Organization also cautions against sharing objects that come into contact with saliva, like utensils, cups, or lip products, because HSV-1 is not only contagious through blisters, it's also found in saliva too. Now, HSV-1 in general is a very fragile virus, and it doesn't survive off the body for long, but lab studies show that it can survive for short periods of time. For example, with plastic utensils, it can survive up to 2 hours, and on things such as lip balm and lipstick, anywhere from a couple of hours to several days due to the oils and the moisture within those products. So while the chances of getting HSV-1 are still way low that way, it is still technically possible and it has happened. So the bottom line is this: although HSV-1 is not mainly spread by sharing objects, it's best to err on the side of caution and not do so, especially when either you or someone else is having an outbreak. Now, I know this is going to sound silly, but back in the day when I was growing up, many of us were led to believe that cold sores were just some random thing that you got from being sick with a cold or from running a fever. I mean, no one dared talk about herpes back then, so hardly anyone realized that cold sores were actually caused by the herpes virus. But the truth is that many people with cold sores either don't realize it or want to admit that cold sores are in fact herpes, and they are caused by HSV-1. So, how common is HSV-1? Let me go ahead and read off some facts to you. So, I'm going to read off some facts, but before I do that, I've got to get my glasses on, so excuse me, I can't see a dang thing without them. Okay, here we go. So, According to the World Health Organization, about 3.7 billion people under the age of 50 worldwide have HSV-1. That's roughly 67% of the global population. Okay. Now, here are some other facts from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, also known as what? The CDC. About half of people in the United States between the ages of 14 and 49 have HSV-1. About 27% of children in the U.S. already have HSV-1 by the age of 5. By the age of 5. That's crazy. By the time kids reach their teen years, about 40% of them have it. And then by the time people reach their 30s, more than half of them are living with HSV-1. And the last statistic from the CDC, HSV-1 is slightly more common in women at a rate of 50% than in men at a rate of 46%. It's unbelievable. And here's the last statistic I have for you. According to the Global Review of Studies, about 38% of children worldwide have HSV-1. And by the time people reach adulthood, about 64% of adults will have it. Those numbers are just unbelievable. That just shows how common HSV-1 really is. Now, let's get into the statistics for asymptomatic shedding, because it is a real thing. But before we do, I want to mention that most people with HSV-1 don't even know they have it. According to the World Health Organization, most people with HSV infections are asymptomatic or don't recognize their symptoms. Some studies even suggest that as many as 70 to 90% of people with herpes don't know they have it. And other research estimates that only about 1 in 3 people with HSV-1 ever have symptoms or even recognize it as herpes. But here's what's really important to know. Even if someone doesn't know they have HSV-1, the virus can still be active. And that's what's called asymptomatic shedding or viral shedding. And it means that someone has the ability to pass the virus on to others without any visible symptoms of an outbreak. So for oral HSV-1, meaning cold sores, the virus sheds without symptoms about 3% of the time. So that works out to around 11 days in a year. For HSV-1 down there, the numbers are a little higher, especially right after someone's initial exposure. In the early months, shedding can happen anywhere from 3 to 4 days per month. And around by 11 months, it usually drops to about 2 days per month. So the longer you've had HSV-1, the less you shed the virus, and over time, the chances of passing it on go down. So how do you lower the chance of passing on HSV-1? Well, the most important and most obvious thing is to avoid contact during an active outbreak, right? That means no kissing, no sharing drinks, lip balm, or utensils, and definitely no intimacy down there if you've got a cold sore. Also, be sure to pay attention to any prodrome symptoms you may experience too. Things like tingling, itching, or burning that often comes before an outbreak happens. That's literally a warning sign from your body telling you that the virus is active. And by the way, you can even have prodrome symptoms and never experience an outbreak. So it's best to play it safe. And if you do feel things like that and have never had an outbreak, I highly suggest asking your doctor for an IgG blood test. Now, is it true that an IgG test can yield a false positive? Yes. So if you do get tested and the detected antibodies are within a range of 1.1 and 3.5, then it's best to wait a little longer and retest again to see if that number has increased. If it has, then chances are that you are positive for HSV-1. You can also get what's called a Western blot test, which is considered the gold standard of herpes tests. It's highly accurate and is used to confirm a diagnosis of the IgG just in case that results in a low positive. And one last thing when it comes to transmission prevention. Don't kiss infants. If you have a history of cold sores or if you've ever had any prodrome symptoms, don't do it. Here's why. Newborn babies just don't have a strong immune system yet, right? And if they come in contact with HSV-1, the virus can spread very quickly through their bodies. It can cause serious complications like infections in the brain, the lungs, or other organs, and in rare cases, it can even be life-threatening. So please take any precaution necessary. And the same goes for kissing kids because they can get cold sores too. And once they do, they have to grow up with HSV-1 for the rest of their lives. Some kids get obvious outbreaks while others never do. But either way, the virus stays with them. So whether it's infants or kids, it's better to be safe, skip the kisses, and protect them from something they will carry forever. Now, let's talk about antivirals. There are three main ones used for herpes. There's acyclovir, valacyclovir, and famciclovir, and they're not all created equal. So acyclovir is the oldest one. It works, but it has to be taken more often, usually several times a day. I mean, it's really great for managing outbreaks, but is not as convenient long-term. Famciclovir is another option. It can shorten outbreaks and make symptoms less severe. And some people prefer it because it can be taken in single higher dosages for episodic therapy, which we'll get into later. And then there's valacyclovir, which is also known as Valtrex. This is typically the go-to for both outbreak management and for lowering transmission chances. It's more effective because it stays in your system longer. So you can take it once or twice a day instead of multiple times like acyclovir. Valacyclovir is also the one that's been studied the most for reducing transmission. According to the New England Journal of Medicine, there was a study on couples where one partner had HSV-2 and the other didn't. When the person who had HSV-2 took 500 milligrams of valacyclovir daily, the overall chance of passing herpes to their partner went down by about 48%. That includes people who got herpes but never noticed any symptoms. And when they looked only at the partners who actually developed noticeable symptoms, the chance of transmission was actually cut by about 75%. So why is this important? While there's less data specifically on HSV-1, valacyclovir is still considered the best choice if your goal is to control both outbreaks and lowering chances of transmission. Doctors often apply what's known from HSV-2 for HSV-1, and valacyclovir is especially useful in the first year of someone having HSV-1 down there when shedding rates are known to be higher. Now, let's talk about how people actually use these antiviral medications. First, there's going to be episodic therapy, which means you only take the antiviral when you feel an outbreak starting. It can literally shorten how long it lasts or even stop it from happening altogether. This works well for most people with oral HSV-1. And then there's daily suppressive therapy, meaning you would take that medication every day. So for oral HSV-1 or cold sores, daily therapy isn't usually needed. And the reason being is because most people don't get outbreaks really a lot, right? Or often in order to make it worth it. Now, where daily therapy may be considered is for people with HSV-1 down there, especially for someone who is having frequent outbreaks and wants to prevent them from reoccurring, but they also want to prevent transmission as much as possible to a partner who doesn't have HSV. And just to note, each antiviral is taken differently. The doses aren't the same for everyone, and they can also change depending on whether it's for oral HSV or for HSV-1 down there. So it's really best to talk to your doctor to go over the options and decide what's right for you. And there's one last thing that I want to be clear about. Right now, there is nothing available that can guarantee 100% prevention of transmission. No barrier methods, no antivirals. Unfortunately, there's nothing. These things can lower the chance of passing it on sometimes by a lot, a significant number, but they can't eliminate the chance of transmission completely. Well, that's all I have for today. If you like today's episode, please like and subscribe to the channel. Also, I want to invite you to join our free online community by downloading the Herpes Wellness app. There you'll have free access to our forums where you can ask questions, seek advice, and help other members along their journeys. And for a limited time, anyone who signs up for the free support membership, we're going to upgrade you to the Connection membership, which includes access to a whole bunch of really cool features, such as a listing in our member directory and member search, direct messaging with other members, a group and Love Connection chat lounge, member-led events, both virtual and in person, plus monthly live streams with me where we talk about everything herpes. Normally, this membership is $19 a month, but you're going to get this access for free for as long as you remain a member. And if you're wondering about privacy, we've got you totally covered. The app icon and push notifications say H Wellness. So if someone happens to see your screen, you won't disclose your status unintentionally. So be sure to join us at Herpes Wellness. The link to download the app for both the App Store and Google Play is in the description box below. And if there are any herpes topics you'd like for me to discuss on the show, please leave them in the comments. I would love to hear from you. Thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you the next time on the Herpes Wellness Podcast. Bye for now.